fortune, reach for the wisdom, for where the rare men lie. Reach for the words, reach for the stories, follow the rainbow sign.
And someone gives it to a friend 1,000 miles away.
Is that in the mail for me, Belle Stacy?
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Time for me to disappear.
Well, is there any mail for me?
I don't think so, Harry. No, were you expecting something?
No, not necessarily. Just thought there might have been. Thank you.
Something wrong with Harry? Looks like she was expecting something.
She's joking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I just remembered it's Trevor's birthday. Oh, no wonder. It's
Harry's birthday?
I got him to you. Why don't we show Harry how much we care about him? I throw him off.
Bye, buddy. Oh, come
the whole point of a surprise party is that the person doesn't know about it until it begins. So just to get him some coffee, I know, I'm going to jump up. We're going to get him a baseball bat. Well, I've got another one. All that is making something. Oh, an original creation. Come on, anybody can buy a present from making him something really special. It's a little bit of you. Let me go see if I can find some supplies. Where are you going? You need some music if you're working, right?
Music, right.
Oh, did you guys hear that? It's Harry's birthday. Oh, he's just for the song. How do you do this, guys?
Oh, oh, it's a
The song is A Railroader for Me.
Hey, you know that one.
My word, not Mary, a blacksmith. He's always in the black. I'd rather marry a gentleman that rolls the trotter.
I'm sorry, Harry. Somebody needs something.
Who needs what?
Yes, he needs a box of cheese to go from the storeroom.
I just brought him up some cheese bagel this morning.
Yeah, but he needs another one. Would you mind going to the storeroom and getting it for him?
I must be getting old. People keep thinking of jobs for me just to make me feel useful.
Now we've got to find a box to put all the stuff in. How about this? Perfect. Now let's look for a place to hide it.
Well, it's a relief. That's over with.
Master, what happened?
You mean to say you didn't hear it?
Hear what?
All that grumbling and fussing on the island of Sodor.
All the grumbling we're hearing from Harry. That'll be over soon. You say that when you touch
it. It was Gordon and the others. And they were having... Well, let me blow my whistle and you just listen.
Henry, James, and Gordon were miserable. They had been shut up for several days for being naughty and longed to be let out again. At last, Sir Topham Hatt arrived. I hope you are sorry, he said, and understand that every job on the railway is important. We have a new tank engine called Percy, who helps pull coaches, and Thomas and Edward have worked the main line nicely. But I will let you out now if you promise to work hard. Yes, sir, said the three engines, we will. That's right, but please remember that this no shunting nonsense must stop. He then told Percy, Edward, and Thomas that they could go and play on the branch line for a few days. And they ran off happily to find Annie and Clarabel at the junction. The two coaches were so pleased to see Thomas again. Edward and Percy played with freight cars. Stop, 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 screamed the cars as they were pushed into their proper sidings. But the two engines laughed and went on shunting till the cars were tidily arranged. Next, Edward took some empty cars to the quarry. Percy was left alone. He didn't mind that a bit. He liked watching trains and being cheeky to the other engines. Hurry, 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 he would call, and they got very cross. After a great deal of shunting, Percy was waiting for the signalman to set the switch so that he could get back to the yard. He was eager to work, but was being rather careless and not paying attention. Edward had warned Percy, be careful on the main line. Whistle to the signalman, you are there. But Percy didn't remember to whistle, so the busy signalman forgot him. Percy waited and waited. The switch was still against him, so he couldn't move. Then he looked along the main line. Peep, peep! He whistled in horror, for rushing straight towards him was Gordon with the express. Percy opened his eyes. Gordon had stopped with Percy's stoppers a few inches from his own. But Percy had begun to move. I won't stay here. I'll run away, he puffed. He went straight through Edward's station and was so frightened that he ran right up Gordon's hill without stopping. After that, he retired, but he couldn't stop. He had no driver to shut off steam and apply the brakes. I want to stop. I want to stop, he puffed. The man in the signal box saw Percy was in trouble, so he kindly set the switch. Percy puffed wearily onto a night-empty siding, ending in a big bank of earth. He was too tired now to care where he went. I want to stop. I want to stop. I have stopped, he puffed thankfully. Never mind, Percy, said the workman as they dug him out. You shall have a drink and some coal, and then you'll feel better. Presently, Gordon arrived. Well done, Percy. You started so quickly that you stopped the nasty accident. I'm sorry I was cheeky, said Percy. You were clever to stop. Then Gordon helped pull Percy out from the bank. The two engines are now good friends, but Percy is always most careful when he goes on the main line.
Now the other engines are friends with Percy?
Oh, yes. They just have to get to know him. That's all.
Well, you should be friends with my grandma. All you have to do is get to know him. Come on, come to our surprise party.
Oh, dear. I don't know. He may not even like me. He's a very private person, isn't he?
I think he's just shy. That's impossible. Girls are shy. Some girls are like who?
Well, I can tell you about this friend of mine who lived alone somewhere for many years. Then some new folk moved in, and it made him very shy indeed.
That sounds
like you. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
We're all set. All we have to do is clean up a little bit.
Real
lovely.
And so is goodbye.
Tell Steamer he can carry his own boxes from now on. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
Oh, Harry, that's the second time today he said how old you're getting. You look pretty peppy to me.
I feel fine, but I wouldn't call it peppy.
Yeah, I'll do it. There you go. It never hurts to say hello. Hi, Harry.
Hear something? Play a little voice.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Hello? I am getting old. First I'm seeing voices. Then I'm seeing something.
Well, I tried.
Remember what you told us. Keep on trying. What's that, Mr. Conductor?
It's a present for Thomas to cheer him up. You've been in a lot of trouble lately.
What kind of trouble?
I'll tell you the story. Thomas the Tank Engine has worked his branch line for many years and knows it very well. You know just where to stop, Thomas, laughed his driver. You could almost manage it without me. Thomas had become conceited. He didn't realize his driver was joking. Later, he boasted to the others. Driver says I don't need him now, he told the others. Don't be so daft, snorted Percy. I'd never go without my driver, said Toby earnestly. I'd be frightened. Phew, boasted Thomas. I'm not scared. You'd never dare. I would then. You'll see. The next morning, the firelighter came. Thomas growled comfortably as the warmth filled his boiler. Percy and Toby were still asleep. Thomas suddenly remembered. Billy, sit in the mud, he chuckled. I'll show them. Driver said I could manage without him. I'll just go out. Then I'll stop and whee! That'll make them jump. Thomas thought he was being clever. Really, he was only moving because the girl's cleaner had meddled with his control. Soon found his mistake. He tried to whee! But he couldn't. He tried to stop. But he couldn't. He just kept rolling along. She didn't dare look at what was coming next. There was the station master's house. The station master was about to have breakfast. Horrors! Cried Thomas and shut his eyes. The house was rocked. Broken glass tinkled. Plaster was everywhere. Thomas had collected a bush on his travels. He peered into the room through its leaves. He couldn't speak. station master was furious. His wife picked up her place. You miserable engine, she scolded. Just look what you've done to our breakfast. Now I shall have to cook some more. She banged the door. More faster fell. This time, it fell on Thomas. Thomas felt depressed. Workmen propped up the house with strong poles and laid rails through the garden. Then the Scottish twin engines, Donald and Douglas, arrived. Dinner, thrash yourself, Thomas. We'll soon have you back on the rails, they laughed. Donald and Douglas, puffing hard, managed to haul Thomas back to safety. It's the fencing, the bush, and the broken window frame festooned his front, which was badly twisted. The twins laughed and left him. Thomas was in disgrace. There was worse to come.
You're in a lot of trouble, Thomas.
I know, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Thomas's voice was muffled behind his bush. You must go to the works and have your front mended. It will be a long job.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, a diesel rail car will do your work.
A diesel, sir?
Thomas spluttered. Yes, Thomas. Diesels always stay in their sheds till they are wanted. Diesels never gallivant off to breakfast in station masters' houses. Oh, my word, no. It just means that there are some things that no one can do on their own, even though they ride the rail. Trains need drivers without fail.
Okay, kids, will you come and help me for a while?
All right. Better go with Stacy. See ya.
Sure, bye.
A drum roll, please.
Uh-oh.
Hello, everyone. It is I, Steamer. I said, hello, everyone. It is I, Steamer. This is just terrific. Just hunky-dory. A public place like this, and nobody is even on duty. Nobody is even here. Please, Giggle. Okay, I know. I'll put these in the machine. It's about time now. Ooh, I love these little things. Hey, another box of cheese giggles. Yeah. That gives me an idea. I'll put that box of cheese giggles in the machine along with the potato boom booms and the corn whammy. This one... take home. Yeah. I mean, hey, I paid for them.
Not quite. Where's the cake?
What's right? Where's the cake?
I thought you'd never ask. Take a look down the anything tunnel.
Chocolate or milk, any flavor will do. Mix it all. time that you eat till you ache. But whatever you're making, there's nothing like taking a cake. Taking a cake, taking a kiss. Best of all is when out from the oven you're so proud of yourself, 'cause you put all that love in, and it's so exciting to give it away. When everyone shouts, happy birthday. It's a sweet thing to do. Happy birthday to you.
But where's the case?
Wow.
Now we better hide it.
Yeah.
And then I better do the dishes.
Is that a box of Cheese Giggles or birthday presents?
Cheese Giggles.
Oh, no. I think our friend Seema was here while we were gone and took the box of birthday presents by mistake.
Don't cry.
We'll
be drunk. Hey, Miss Jones. Where were you about 10 minutes ago? I came in here and the place was empty. What happens if a customer came in here looking for change for my arcade? And what is everybody staring at? Oh, I thought that this was a carton of Cheese Giggles. Turns out to be a box of artsy, crafty stuff.
Is that Schemer out here? Listen, mister, the next time you want stuff brought up from downstairs, you'd better do it yourself.
Have you fixed that ticket puncher yet?
Not yet.
Oh, would you mind taking a look at it? Or should I just have it sent out?
No need to send anything out. I'll fix it.
Gee whiz. I do not even know what he's talking about. I didn't ask him to bring anything up here. And besides, this is not a carton of Cheese Giggles. It's a box of,
birthday presents.
Birthday presents? Somebody around here having a birthday party?
Hurry! We're having a surprise party for it. Those are the presents we made.
Yeah! I mean, I don't like surprise parties much myself. Well, you kids, go ahead and party without me.
You ever been to a surprise party, Seema?
Kid?
Would you like to come to grab a surprise party?
I mean, well, that of course would depend on what time it was taking place.
Right now.
Now, yeah.
Hey, I don't have a present to give him. This could be very embarrassing for Schemer.
Why don't you give him some nickels in the jukebox?
Nickels? Coins of the realm? Moolah? You want Schemer to give Harry?
Money?
What a great idea, Schemer. You know how much Harry loves to play the jukebox.
Okay. Hey, I'll get to listen to the music, too. So it won't be a total loss.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yeah? Okay. Harry, could you come out here for a second, please?
Now what? Can a man work in peace?
Well, someone wants to tell you something.
Well, what is it?
Happy birthday!
Roses? This is mighty nice. Yes. I guess maybe I was a little bit irritable today. But it's always good to know they're supposed to care about me. So thank you.
Oh, there's a mail from Pelican Falls right on time. Harry! Oh, the whole bundle birthday card!
Hey! Harry!
party. The best birthday party I ever had.
But what if he doesn't like me?
Talk about something we both love. Strange.
Very well. There I go. Excuse me.
You for real?
As real as you are.
Was that you I saw before? That's a relief at least. But what do you do here?
I live here. Been here since before the Mimosa Limited made her first run.
That's going back a ways.
Oh, I've been round the roundhouse a couple of times. Started this job the day the president's train went through. Do you remember that?
Indeed I do. I was working on the Eastern Division then. And just imagine, the president of the United States was going to be riding on the Indian Valley Railroad. A man himself was on the back platform. Can you read? Just imagine!
I can! I was on that train too!
You were?
I've been trying to tell you. I was the Indian Valley Railroad special conductor. Every special train that went out, I was there just to make sure that nothing ever went wrong.
You mean to tell me we were both on the same train and we didn't even know it?
It looks that way.
Can you beat that? I didn't catch your name.
Mr. Conductor, at your service.
I'm glad you spoke up, Mr. Conductor. Yep. Reminds me of a story Big Dan Cunningham told me once. Swear it's true, of course. Train was moving through a hail storm. He said there were hailstones and trees. Basketballs, not basketballs, but he fought with the biggest hailstones he'd ever seen.